Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Vision-Driven Leader, 10 Questions to Focus Your Efforts, Energize Your Team, and Scale Your Business by Michael Hyatt. Narrated by Michael Hyatt.
Part 1. Vision Drives Everything. The ability to envision possibilities for the future and share that vision with others distinguishes leaders from non-leaders. Hermenia Ibera. What defines a good leader? Enabling other people to step into the unseen. Bo Lotto. A leader has the vision and conviction that a dream can be achieved. He inspires the power and energy to get it done. Ralph Lauren. Question 1. Are you a leader or a manager? The cost of confusion. Those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. John F. Kennedy. I grew up at the dawn of the space age. My school years were full of Tom Swift books and dreams of interplanetary travel. I geeked out on science and technology, saw every movie I could, read every comic book I could, and spent countless hours drawing spaceships of my own, meticulously adding every necessary detail for the galactic voyages I hoped to make. I wanted to be an astronaut. But it wasn't just sci-fi that lit my rockets. America was then in the midst of a very real space race. The Soviet Union started things off by launching the world's first satellite, Sputnik 1, in October 1957. I was a little more than 2 years old at the time. Then in April 1961, when I was almost six, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human to orbit Earth. It was a tremendous achievement, but we Americans were in no mood to celebrate. During the height of the Cold War, tensions were stratospheric. At best, Soviet success in space spelled a loss of American prestige. At worst, it posed an existential threat. American school students my age and older were required to participate in duck and cover drills under their desks in case of a nuclear attack. Backyard bomb shelters were all the rage. As the arms race intensified, everyone was asking, what if the Russians could weaponize space? Americans need to respond. But how? Though the Soviets had the upper hand, U.S. President John F. Kennedy viewed space as a critical Cold War battleground. His predecessor disagreed. President Dwight Eisenhower only begrudgingly established NASA and funded the Mercury program. Eisenhower's reluctance was understandable, but resulted in the Soviets going farther, faster than the U.S. And as one writer put it, quote, added to the national inferiority complex, end quote, Americans felt. Kennedy was convinced America could not afford to cede more ground to the Soviet Union. So 6 weeks after Gagarin's flight, he stood before a joint session of Congress and made the biggest sales pitch of his presidency. Now it is time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth, he said before outlining his specific goal. I believe that this nation should commit itself to landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space. And none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. It will not be one man going to the moon, if we make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire nation, for all of us must work to put him there. Many at the time considered Kennedy's vision delusional. They doubted we could land on the moon with the available technology and know-how, let alone bring an astronaut back alive.